Chapter 1. Coming Home. A man stood in his sitting room. He was talking on the phone and he was very frightened.
Police, please. Hello? Yes, I know who did it. I know who did it all.
His voice was shaking.
No, no, I have to speak quietly. They'll hear me.
He heard a noise and looked around. The noise got louder.
Oh no, oh no. Listen, listen. They're everywhere, all around us. We've been so stupid. Ah!
Suddenly, something pulled him down. He dropped the telephone and went straight into the floor. Only the phone was there, hanging from the wall.
Hello? Sir?
Said the voice on the other end of the phone.
Are you all right? Are you in trouble? Do you need help? Sir?
But there was no answer. The man's face was on the wall now. It looked like a strange picture. His eyes were closed, but his mouth was open. He was screaming, but he made no sound. Inside the TARDIS, the doctor stood at the main computer, pressing switches and keys. Clara walked around, putting things into a bag. This was the end of a journey. She wanted to see her boyfriend, Danny, again, back in London. She wanted to be in her city, in her time.
You can leave all those things here, you know, said the doctor. We've got plenty of room, lots and lots of room.
He liked Clara and didn't really want her to go.
Oh no, it's all right, said Clara. Danny's a little bit... well, he doesn't want me to keep anything here. But he doesn't mind us travelling together, so that's a little strange. He's happy for me to travel in the TARDIS, so why can't I leave even my toothbrush here? But Danny's not...
Sorry, said the doctor. I stopped listening some time ago.
He was thinking about other things and looked worried.